This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The National Sports Awards have been announced today. World Chess Champion D. Gukesh, double medalist in Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, Indian Hockey Team Captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist in Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be presented Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. 32 sportspersons will be given the Arjun Award. They include athletes Jyoti Yaraji and Anu Rani, boxers Neetu and Sweety, chess player Vantika Agrawal, hockey players Salima Tete, Abhishek, Sanjay, Jarmanpreet Singh and Sukhjeet Singh. Para archer Rakesh Kumar, para athletes Preeti Pal, Jeevanji Deepti, Ajit Singh and Sachin Khilari will also get Arjun Award. Athlete Sucha Singh and veteran para swimmer Mullikant Petkar will be honored with Arjun Awards lifetime. Para shooting coach Subhash Rana, shooting coach Dipali Deshpande, hockey coach Sandeep Sangwan, badminton coach S. Muralidharan and football coach Armando Agnello Colaco will be presented Dronacharya Award. Physical Education Foundation of India will be given the Rashtriya Khel Protsahan Puraskar. The awardees will receive their awards from President Draupadi Murmu at a function at Rashtrapati Bhavan on 17th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi tomorrow. In the city, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate two urban redevelopment projects, the World Trade Center at Nauroji Nagar and the General Pool Residential Accommodation GPRA Type 2 Quarters at Sarojini Nagar. The World Trade Center has transformed the area by replacing over 600 dilapidated quarters with state-of-the-art commercial towers, offering around 34 lakh square feet of premium commercial space with advanced amenities. The GPRA quarters includes 28 towers that house over 2,500 residential units. Besides, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Central Board of Secondary Education's integrated office complex at Dwarka, built at around 300 crore rupees. It includes offices, auditorium, advanced data center, among others. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University worth over 600 crore rupees. He will lay the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College at Roshanpura, Najafgarh. Talking to Akashvani News, Delhi University Vice Chancellor Professor Yogesh Singh said the Prime Minister will lay the foundation of an academic block in the Eastern Campus at Surajmal Vihar in East Delhi and an academic block in the Western Campus at Dwarka. Union Ministry of Communications has announced that in preparation for the Maha Kumbh Mela, the Department of Telecommunications has made extensive arrangements to ensure seamless communication across the Mela area and key public spaces in Prayagraj. Telecom service providers have been instructed to deploy advanced technologies and optimize networks to accommodate the expected massive influx of attendees at the world's largest religious gathering. Union Minister of Railways and Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav will be on a day-long visit to Assam tomorrow. Information and Broadcasting Ministry in a statement said that during his visit, the minister will participate in several events aimed at enhancing connectivity and promoting infrastructure development in the region. National Payments Corporation of India (NPCI) has said that Unified Payments Interface (UPI) has processed nearly 16.73 billion financial transactions in a single month in December last year. UPI processed around 23.25 lakh crore rupees in the transactions done. Cold wave conditions continue to prevail in several parts of North India. The Met Department has said northeastern regions, Himachal Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours during the next 2 days. The weather office also predicted cold day conditions in parts of Bihar tomorrow. IMD said there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures likely over central and east India in the coming 3 days. In the 2024-25 Hockey India League, UP Rudras defeated Surma Hockey Club 3-0 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela this evening, moving to the top of the table. And that is the end of this news bulletin.